And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, good. And good morning, Natif.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Everything is good, thank God. Baruch Hashem.
That's good. That's good.
So,
what are we doing today? We are doing the Parsha?
I hope so. We'll talk about the Parsha, which is Vayetze. And then we will talk about the Hanukkah event that is happening on Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So, alright, let's do one at a time. Let's start with the Parsha. This week's Torah portion is Parsha Vayetze, where we read about how Jacob, leaves his hometown of Beersheba, and he journeys to Haran. And on the way, he encounters this, quote-unquote, the place, and he sleeps there, he rests his head, and everyone knows the famous dream that he had of a ladder connecting heaven and earth with angels which were climbing and descending on it.
Chalom Yaakov.
Right. And God appears and promises that the land upon which he lies will be given to his descendants. What happens? In the morning, Jacob raises the stone on which he laid his head as an altar and monument, pledging that this will be made the house of God. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that know the story that he took 12 stones and they were fighting, but they all wanted to go under his head, such a tzaddik, such a righteous man, but then the miracle happened and they all became one big stone. And in Haran, where he was traveling to, his uncle Lavan, he saw that he was, he had two daughters, Leah, Rachel, and everyone knows the story that he gives him the elder daughter Leah instead, and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, then he has the tribes. Leah has six sons, and we see that he was in Haran for 14 years, and he then wishes to return home, and Lavan sends with him, you know, gifts and so on and so forth. And he goes home with his two wives. Something very, very interesting that we see in this week's parsha is that, as I just said, we read about our father Yaakov going and resting his head in the mountain in this place that he saw and had the dream. And he names the place where he had the famous dream, and he called it Bet-Kel, the house of God. And the Torah says, however, Luz was the city's name originally. Now, everyone knows that everything in Torah is a guide for us in our daily lives. So what could possibly be the necessity for the Torah to tell us the previous name of the city? What difference does it make to us in this day and age? We know he called this Bet-Kel, the house of God. Very nice. Torah needs to tell us that Luz was the city's original name. It doesn't make a difference to us. And it seems that we all need to be concerned with this, that the city was named Bet-Kel by our father Jacob. What is he trying to teach us? Why is he telling us this? So obviously we know that everything that's written in the Torah is not just for the lack of better terms, that there's too much space, they took out things, there was maybe not enough, too much space, so he put more words in. Nothing that God puts in is random selection. There's a reason why everything is written. I think that it really, really serves a very serious message that comes forth from this passage. That the Torah wants to tell us that the forerunner to the house of God, Bet-Kel, was Luz. So, what is the significance of Luz? The answer we find in the Medrash, which says there was a emperor, his name was Adrinus, and he said to Rabbi Yehoshua, the son of Chanina, and he asked him, he says like this, tell me, when God Almighty will resurrect the dead, you know, when Mashiach comes, Tchiyat HaMetim, resurrection of the dead, from where will he begin in man? He wanted to know if the resurrection will begin from some specific part of the body. Where is it going to start from? The head, the toe, the foot, from what? And Rabbi Yeshua answered him and he says, after a person goes to his eternal rest, to the Garden of Eden, to God, and his physical remains return to dust, every part of his body, as we know, will decompose, except the little bone on the spine, which is called luz. No power in the world can destroy this bone. And he says, from this bone, we will have the resurrection of the dead. So, Andrinos, he was still doubtful, so he asked that they bring him this bone. The people go out, they bring him this bone, and he tests it. First, he tries to grind it into grindstone, but it remains the same. Then he threw it into a fire, it was not consumed. Then he soaked it in water, but nothing rubbed off. Then he placed it on a metal piece, and he pounded it with a hammer. That piece in the bottom split, the hammer broke, but the bone remained intact. And we learn from this, and we can understand the lesson that the Torah is conveying to us. In order for the Jewish people to be able to face up to trials and tribulations in life, in order to maintain a house of God and live up to the standards that the Torah has given us, we have to first be strong as the bone called luz. No matter how much our enemies may try to break and destroy us, a Jew has to be headstrong, steadfast, never weakening or succumbing to anything. Therefore, the way that I understand it and the way that the Medrash brings down, the Torah is telling us, if you want to have a Bet Kel, if you want to build a home in Israel, which will be a house for God, you must first prepare and condition yourself to be strong, and your willpower and determination in order to uphold Torah and mitzvahs without even weakening one iota. If we will be a luz, the strong bone, then you'll be able to build the Bet Kel. So this is really a lesson for every Jew, for any person, that we have to understand that in order to build the Bet Kel, the house of God, there must be the luz before it. There must be a determination by us to be as strong as the luz, to stand up against the ill winds that blow from every side, that try and convince us and alienate our connections and opportunities with God, that we have to make sure and to be assured that we are going to build a true Beit Kel, a house of God, but that will have a bright future, will be successful and be beautiful, as long as we have that backbone, we have this bone, the luz in us, that nothing will break us. And I think that's a very, very important thing, especially in the world today, especially in our surroundings. We have to be proud, we have to be happy, we have to be steadfast, strong with what we are, who we are, and from that, we'll always be able to build a house of God without anyone, obviously, interrupting or making us a problem, not allowing us to do that. That, I think, is something, a very, very important lesson that we can learn from this week's Torah portion. And as we move now on to Hanukkah, which is in a couple of weeks, well, 24th at night, that's the first night of Hanukkah, and in exactly 20 days from today will be the big menorah lighting, the 28th, will be the big menorah lighting in the Devonshire Mall for the whole community. And this year we decided to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a Hanukkah celebration, Police Appreciation Day, where we're going to show our support and appreciation for everything that the Windsor Police Department does for the city of Windsor. And they do a lot of things even behind the scenes. So that is going to be Wednesday, December 28th at 4 o'clock at the Devonshire Mall in front of the Dollarama. Anyone that comes, you could take it. There's going to be a lot of police officers there. The chief of police is going to light the first candle. There's going to be a lot of deputies over there. So if you're coming, which hopefully everyone is, you can take a picture with a police officer or many police officers. It will be special for the kids. We'll have a special ceremony honoring the police department. We'll have latkes, donuts, Kraft, us and Kraft for all the kids. Now, obviously, it's free of charge for the whole, for everyone.
That's great.
And one of the things that we're going to try and do is that, like I think, the police do a lot of things behind the scenes. I think it's important that we show support. Is the police department runs a camp called Camp Brombel, which really provides a camp for local youth that would not be able to attend a summer camp, regardless of what the situation may be. They can't afford, they're a single parent. Different other issues, you know, I don't want to be able to call, you know, identify them by certain names and that type of thing, but people that are less fortunate, that don't have the ability to go to a summer camp. So all the money that we're going to be raising for this project is going to go directly straight to this camp, which is run by the police department, which is solely run on donations. They don't get any other money from anywhere. So there's two ways you can either do it. You can either go into our website, WindsorChabad.com/donate/police. There's a web page that you can donate through that. All that money will go straight to this campaign. Or you can bring the money to the mall. And the amount of money that we will have, we will donate to them to allow kids to go to camp.
Sounds great. So start collecting your pennies for...
That is correct. Pennies, hundreds, thousands,
yeah.
Whatever you want to bring. As they say, every dollar is important.
That's it. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You as well.
Shabbat Shalom.
You as well, Nativ, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here.
All right, be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.